This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Just want to address this real quick from the 817. There's no problem with that. I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm just still super bitter about the trade, and I can't get on board with anything the Mavericks have done in the last 3.5 months. I don't begrudge that to you whatsoever.
That's fair.
I don't like it sometimes when people are like, you're going to support the Mavericks no matter what, and I will root for them, or you only like Cooper Flagg because he's from Duke. Yeah, well, guess what? Go look at anybody out there who's scouted him. It's not because he's from Duke. You can feel however you want.
Yes, absolutely. Nobody's telling you how to fan.
Not at all.
That is one thing that this show has been very adamant about, and one of the things that I've always loved about our Tolos, because I told Kevin a long time ago, do not tell me how to fan. And Colby was like, yeah, Kevin. And since then, if we go veer that way, Tolos will immediately say, hey, don't tell us how to fan.
Fair.
And I'm like, you know what? You're right. So we're not telling you how to. Kevin, somebody asked the other day, and I replied for you, would Kevin be this excited if it wasn't a Duke player, the number one overall pick?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I think for absolutely sure. Because we've never had this happen before, and because it's an opportunity for the Mavericks to make their team better. But since it is a Duke player and since it is Cooper Flagg, does it amplify it a little for you?
Yeah, definitely. And like, that's just from my own personal feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes me excited to go get the jersey, get cards where he's in the Mavericks uniform and everything like that. But I think the main reason I'm super excited is, and this doesn't necessarily reflect on the players and how good they are, but you just look at some of the other drafts with last year, Reese Shea, a couple years before that, not the Wemby draft, a couple years before that, Banchero, then Cunningham, then you go to the DeAndre Ayton, Markelle Fultz, Ben Simmons. There are so many other drafts where you could have gotten the number one pick in a year when people are like, oh yeah, that guy's going to be good, or maybe. Mm-hmm. But instead, you got the Wemby one.
Yeah, everybody's really excited about him.
And you got like what people thought at the time was the Zion one. But Zion's a great example of like, the player could be really good, but other things can sidetrack them. And so I'm excited that you got like a big time prospect.
He hasn't felt like the player is going to get sidetracked by that stuff. I am kind of interested in this theory that it's being floated around that he should demand Nico be removed before he, like, that's
why
a weird,
would he what, do that?
He would rather just come here and be part of this team is what I, based on the guy that I've seen play.
Yeah.
It is interesting because of the player, who the player specifically is. And then
I don't think he'll be outworked. Now, injuries you can't control. I don't think he's going to get outworked.
And the Mavericks are this much closer to becoming the Dallas Duke Ricks, if you will.
Might have to work
the Dallas Blue Devils.
Name. We definitely have to workshop that name.
Are you saying Duke Ricks doesn't work for you guys?
And I don't think you could shorten it up to the Dricks. That feels wrong for so many reasons.
You don't roll out the Dookies.
Yeah.
You're flying so close to the sun.
But, I mean, here we are with Kai, Duke product.
Yep.
Cooper, Duke product. Mm-hmm. Derek Lively, Duke product. All 1 year, one and dones, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because
they all hated Duke so much, they had to get out of there as soon as possible.
Or they were all really good.
All right.
Somebody asked about Bassick.
We'll take a vote on the theories out there. Which one do y'all think it was?
Or if you really like the Duke Ricks from the 817. Where is Bassick on the Mavs now? Do y'all know? Yes, we talked to him the day of the lottery. He said he's back in. He said it might not ever be the way it was before, which I'll argue is not bad. His wife would ask him what he was doing because he would stay up late on Real GM and be making fictitious trades for the Mavericks to get the team better. So
he's a psychopath.
It might not be like that, but he's back in on the team.
By the way, Jason Kidd he hopped on with Dan Patrick, and he said, you know, he didn't watch the draft lottery because of the history of it. Like, we've all experienced this history of there's no way, we're not going to get it. And he was like, I got a text and they said, you're in the top four. And I was like, oh, you mean we fell to 14? And he was like, no. And he goes, you got number one. And he was like, you mean there's another one. It should be 11, right? And he's like, no, we got number one. And then he says, so we're very excited about the Duke kid. And they just refused. Now, here's the interesting thing. He said,
I'm just the coach.
That was.
Yeah, he
said, I'm just the coach when asked about Cooper Flagg. That's fascinating for one. But then he also threw in the line of, I don't want to get fined. I don't want to step on any toes. I don't know if he was talking about the GM. Hey, if I get too high on this kid, am I talking about him and Nico doesn't want him? Should I just leave it hands off? But then he threw in the line of, look, when we have him in for a visit, then I can talk about him more.
Yeah.
And so I'm very interested to know that. Like, where is the, why would you get fined for talking about a kid that you're probably going to draft number one overall?
Yeah, that is confusing.
Maybe it's for gambling purposes.
I guess. But like, if you had the second pick, I could get it. And you're like, what is this collusion trying to move up to the first pick? Or you have the first pick. You can pick whoever the hell you want.
Doesn't make any sense to me. But that's where we stand with the Mavericks. Now, let's go to the city of San Antonio.
I've been there.
I've been there too. Family, in-laws live down there, so it's a lot of fun. I actually really enjoy the city. The office of the city council. This is Alex sent this to me, by the way. So, the office of the city council of San Antonio has received a council consideration request.
Oh.
To dedicate the San Antonio National Airport in honor of Coach Greg Popovich.
I don't know why. I really thought you were going to say Tim Duncan, but that makes a lot of sense.
Tim Duncan?
Pop makes a lot of sense.
Pop was there. It was the head coach for 29 years.
Wow.
29 years. And so here's the line that I think the city of San Antonio has profoundly shaped and elevated the remarkable contributions of Popovich for nearly three decades. Pop has served as the head coach, leading the team to five NBA championships, just none back-to-back because they had a problem with that.
I still don't think that's the end of the world.
Establishing a culture of excellence, dignity, respect, integrity, and self-service that extends far beyond the basketball court. Coach Popovich's impact on San Antonio is immeasurable.
I get it. Do they often name airports for sports figures?
I mean, DFW is named after, I guess it's Dallas-Fort Worth, so... Kennedy. What about Kennedy Airport?
How is he a sports figure?
He liked a woman who was with Joe DiMaggio.
Well played. And George W. Bush was like, or George Bush was
Rangers.
On the Yale baseball team or whatever.
Yeah, I'm the Rangers.
But like, if you're primarily known for not also being the president, although well played, I don't know how many like airports get named after those people.
Yeah, 877-881-1053. If there's an athlete airport out there, let us know.
I'm not saying there's not. I'm just not familiar.
This is one of those things this is literally one of those things I would expect Carter Freeman to walk in and hand me a note and be like, oh yeah, here's the seven airports that I know of. I've actually been to two of them.
I also think you should get credit for the deft way you said he liked a woman who was married to Joe DiMaggio.
I didn't want to make any accusations.
That's fine.
That were unfounded. Yeah. That being said,
they're pretty founded.
Do you think the city of San Antonio, San Antonio's international airport, which is really not, I've been there, it's not that special. I mean, it's fine. Do you think they should name it after head coach Greg Popovich?
Yeah.
What else does San Antonio have? They don't have any other sports teams.
Okay, but All right. So you wouldn't name him after anyone like in the Alamo or whatever?
They lost.
Cow. Mike, I'm gonna turn my mic off. You do what you gotta do, buddy.
They definitely lost that battle. I mean, we remember, you know, so that we never forget they lost. But we got in, you know, never forget the sacrifice and stuff like that. I get it. But they definitely did lose. Davy Crockett, you know what I mean? All right, so the other thing. Have you seen the new pictures for the movie Madden?
I'm sorry. I just was really hoping you were going to tell us more about Davy Crockett, you know?
I went there recently and I read all the stories. He didn't draw a line in the sand, by the way. William B. Travis didn't actually draw a line in the sand. It was more of like a figure of speech.
You know, life is a lie.
Says who?
The people at the Alamo. They were the people at the Alamo. The guides, the ones that were like, we were there.
They weren't there.
How do you know?
Because they would be dead by now.
You don't know. Science, modern science.
Frozen head.
Yeah, we made a dire wolf recently, Kevin.
I hate this show so much.
So Nick Cage is going to play John Madden, and Christian Bale is going to play Al Davis in the movie.
Really?
The pictures are interesting. Nick Cage, they did a really good job making him, the way he's dressed with the blue on blue, looks fantastic. I hope that Nicolas Cage can nail the voice, because that voice of John Madden is so iconic,
yeah,
and so noticeable. I really hope, and I think Nicolas Cage, granted, he's been in some weird stuff because he had to, he says, but I think he's a really good actor at times,
yeah.
Nicolas Cage is a good actor. Nick Cage is a different actor.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, though, I think Christian Bale might be my favorite actor. I started going through the movies with you the other day, and I was like, holy crap, Christian Bale is the guy who is the supporting role, who plays the role better than the guy who's the lead. And I started going back through some of his movies. He's always better than whoever the actor is with him. The Fighter, he was better than Mark Wahlberg. Ford versus Ferrari, he was better than Matt Damon. Like, I can't say that he's a great person. Like, I heard about the time he snapped at people on that set, but like, he's always the best actor on the screen. And I didn't realize that I like Christian Bale as an actor. Newsies. He took that whole thing to a new level. Go check out Newsies if you haven't seen it lately.
I'm sure I've seen it. It's just been a really long time since I saw it.
And good luck to the world, Kevin.
What does that mean?
Earth could be hit by a 600,000-mile-wide bird wing solar eruption today. Now, I don't know what time this is supposed to happen, but that was Wednesday. Never mind, we're good. Don't worry about it, guys.
What the hell?
They said on Tuesday, astronomers watched. Actually, it could hit today. Astronomers watched.
Hold on. Stop. Start this story over again, right? Because I've had too much of a roller coaster. Am I going to die or not today?
On Tuesday, astronomers watched as a vast bird wing eruption sent waves of superheated plasma surging across the sun's northern hemisphere. At over 600,000 miles long, seems pretty long to me.
Yeah.
1 million kilometers, that is. The filament of solar material was more than twice as long as the distance from the Earth to the moon. Now, scientists predict that the part of this filament eruption could hit Earth. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, Aurora chaser Jurjankov predicted that the full force of this eruption could trigger a severe or even extreme geomagnetic storm, the highest level of on an official rating system. Stunning video by NASA's Solar Observation Satellite shows the moment the filaments of plasma 75 times.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's larger than the earth.
I'm watching this right now. This is amazing.
Peeled away from the sun in a pair of sweeping wings. Most of the material was shot out of the sun's north pole, so it will mostly avoid Earth. However, astronomers say that Earth will probably receive a glancing blow from the wake of the passing storm.
Oh, now, Dip, that video was awesome.
I got this story yesterday. I don't know what has happened since or if there is an update. I probably need to go find a little more information on the update of this. However, last week, do you remember when I talked about the former Bush administration lady who said they had been building under planet, under crust of the earth stuff for the world? This might be why. They were expecting a solar plasma blast with bird wings that was going to come after us. You're watching the video?
Yeah, it's crazy because it looks like a tornado is coming up from the sun.
Yeah.
And like you said, all of a sudden it just like shoots across the sun in its surface. That was crazy.
So that's about all I know there. I'll look up and find more information so that I'm not spreading more misinformation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you C-block it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I want to talk more about the Texas Rangers defense. Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. It is a jam-packed segment coming at you next right here on The Fan.
DeGrom delivers, and that's lined into right field. Here comes Adolis. He slides, and he makes the catch. Adolis Garcia throwing leather all over right field tonight.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to talk about the Texas Rangers defense. If you want to give us predictions for Stars Jets Game 6, I'm all about that as well. And we will get to Masterpiece of the Week in just a few minutes. Now, safe to say we were all disappointed with the Rangers defense last season.
Yeah.
Okay.
And their offense.
Yeah, fair. And maybe we're still disappointed with their offense, but their pitching has been phenomenal. Go ahead.
Do you want to know how phenomenal their pitching has
been,
Kevin?
Yes, please tell me.
Their pitching they have the second highest second lowest ERA in all of baseball.
At, wow.
2.133, something like that. But they have the lowest whip in all of baseball. They're, I'm sorry, starting pitching wise. Pitching wise, the second highest, the second lowest, and the lowest WHIP above the Mets. And then
that is tremendous.
I saw this note from Jared Sandler last night. I wanted to throw your way. I'm sorry, I've had this all day and forgot to go to it. DeGrom's slider last night. Houston hitters were 1-for-13 with a 38.5% WHIP.
Whiff rate. Golly.
Hunter Brown's four-seam fastball. Texas hitters were 0-for-14 with 5 strikeouts on it. The game's only run came on Jake Berger's home run. He hit a home run off of off Brown's cutter. Cutter's allowed 2 home runs all year, both on the cutter.
Okay, wow.
And that was from our friend Jared Sandler.
Man, look, we talk about it all the time. You need to be following Jared Sandler on Twitter. If you're not, he is a plethora of not just Rangers, but baseball information. It is also a shout out Friday from the 469. Can I get a shout out? My daughter gets married this weekend. Absolutely. Congratulations in advance. This is nice from the 682. Shout out to you guys for being the best show on the station. That is delightful. Thank you very much. And this one, I honestly didn't know this. From the 214, shout out to everyone out there with borderline personality disorder, which I have. It's Borderline Personality Disorder Awareness Month, and it's worth looking into and destigmatizing.
Yep.
Look, we talk about that all the time, different mental illnesses that we try to destigmatize. So that's a great one. I did not know that was happening this month or existed at all. So I'll look into it.
I hope you don't mind me adding part of this conversation. At Men's Tea Clinic, in the conversation about, you know, the program and the experience that I'm going through, the doctor was very adamant about listening to your body, listening to you.
Yeah.
And not being like closed-minded to what might be happening. Just make sure you're very present with who you are and be aware. The awareness of it is so important on every aspect of what am I going through? Why am I going through it? And let's figure out the right solution for it.
I think that is 100% valid. I'm glad that you brought that up. From the 214, can I get a shout out to DeGrom for DeGrominating on the first Rangers game my stepson has ever attended, please? There's your shout out and congratulations to Jacob DeGrom for making that happen. In terms of the defense, all right, so I wanted to focus in on a few specific players as we go along. So Bochy talked about several positions where the Rangers have made significant improvement. Let's start in right field. Adolis Garcia is tied for 10th in the majors in runs, defensive runs saved with 6.
Nice.
One of the things that Bochy said was a lot of his offseason explosiveness work has what's led to that. And we've already played not one, but 2 kind of diving or sliding catches from him today from last night's game where you needed every defensive out you could get.
And that was, my father-in-law was in town and we were watching the game the other night and he was like, does Adolis look thinner to you? Yeah. And I think, Kevin, you and I, when we saw him at spring training, we went, man, he looks trim.
Yeah.
Compared, and maybe it was the partying after the World Series, or I got to be bigger and stronger this year. I don't know what, but this year, as Bochy was talking about, he looks like he's more capable of being that player.
And for the outfield as a whole, you go to left field with Wyatt Langford. All right. It's taken a bit of an adjustment for him because we talked to him. He didn't even play outfield, period. Let alone like specifically left field. He does not have a ton of outfield experience. And I know people will be like, well, he played left field some in Florida. I hear you, but I'm just saying for people who like grew up at a position, that's not him. So Langford has already saved 5 runs defensively this season in left field. And the Rangers as an outfield have saved 14 runs defensively. That is 2nd in baseball to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
And then,
dude, I think with Evan Carter out there, that's your best defensive outfield by far. And you saw it last night for sure with that play that he made. And
agreed.
We have a very good defensive outfield.
Absolutely agree with that. And so you have to give some credit to Josh Smith. It's tougher just because he moves around so much that I don't have like he's first and this. But think about it. He's already played 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in the infield. And Boach said, where has he not made all the plays?
Yeah.
And that's tough to argue against. Now, with all that in mind, the Rangers were +28 in defensive runs saved so far this year. If you want me to take it back a little old school, they're fifth in baseball and fielding percentage and third in the AL. By comparison, last year, they were 11th in defensive runs saved. And
so they're better.
Yes, significantly better. And Boach said, I think we're better than last year. It's our positioning has been better, and we're adjusting more frequently in situations. And I think
that,
and he goes, it's not me. He was like, I think the staff has done a really good job, and I like that. So first off, you start with better positioning, and then you're making more frequent adjustments that have clearly been effective as well. And that's absolutely what you need to see. And you can't argue that it hasn't paid off, right?
Right. No, absolutely. And I think that's, I like that from Boach too, saying it's not me. But isn't that what every manager wants? I don't want to have to go tell the guys what to do.
Yeah.
I want to hire people who know what to do and let them do their job at their best so I can do the other things that it takes to manage the rest of the group. Somebody did text in and say, in case anyone's wondering, they've seen Tavares be more of the same for the Mariners, and they moved him to right field.
See, and that's the thing that we talked about. And Corey, I know you were really hot on this, is Leody wasn't here for his offense. Nope. I mean, his offense is shown to be serviceable at times,
yep,
but he was there for the defense. And when his defense slipped, you're like, then what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
And if the Mariners have already moved him.
And you know, I fought for Tavares for a while until that defense slipped. And then I was like, that's like you just said, what are we doing at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on all of that. From the 469, shout out to my daughter graduating from high school, future Aggie, in August. I love it.
Congratulations.
Can I get a shout out to my little girl? She's 3 years old, and she always says, say goodnight, Kevin.
Nice.
And makes the sound.
Nice.
Tolo at an early age. I hope I didn't throw people
does
off.
Does she They're know like, where that is?
30 minutes later?
Does she know what that's from?
If not, watch Home Alone this weekend.
Home Alone's the movie.
Now, we've had some fun today. It's time to take it to the next level, because it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Alec.
Hello, Alec.
How are we doing on this Friday?
You got a date this weekend?
No. Got a date with maybe some wings or something.
That's a good idea.
Dude, date with a hockey game.
I've loved this Friday. It's been an F around Friday, and I've really enjoyed it. I hope the Tolos have, too. What is up with this traffic now, though?
Gosh. Oh, yeah. What is happening?
A show's about to end, and now we got to go sit in that.
Oh,
you're disappointed the traffic patterns don't bend to your whim and your sleep.
Yeah, what are y'all doing? It's 2 o'clock. Shouldn't y'all be at work?
That's right. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week, though, where we revisit the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program. Usually, I let someone choose who we're going to pick on, but we do have an entrant that is not here to defend themselves.
I like it.
His name is Eric Chiafalo.
Oh, man.
He said this.
Yeah. My neighbor can't get enough of it now.
I bet, dear. Man. I get it.
He knows he's on radio, right? His wife might have heard that.
Mm.
What if?
On all fours.
So,
whoa, that's a callback from the Super Bowl.
And that is a very real life alert. Where do you guys fall on the, like, put aside, don't have an affair.
Swingers?
Don't have an affair. I get that.
Oh.
But if you were, I get the appeal of the neighbor because it's close, but it just feels like you're infinitely more likely to get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
do I need to draw that chart again about the people that I talked about a month or so ago?
But let's just say, like, for instance, I live in Grand Prairie. If I'm going to go cheat on somebody in Cleburne, what am I going to Cleburne for? You know, that's going to be really obvious.
Yeah.
So I feel like either way. I'm a bad liar, so I feel like I would get caught either way, so I'm just not going to cheat.
Yeah, it's like Plano and Richardson, you know? Richardson's close, very, you know, close enough, but Allen's too far.
Hmm.
Can we reflect, too, on what Alec just said? He said he's a bad liar, so he's not going to cheat, thus insinuating if he was a good liar, he'd be fine with that.
That's the insinuation.
Back to you, Alec.
You know what assuming does, Kevin?
Yeah.
Hmm. My dad's favorite saying when I would get in trouble when I was like 10. Let's see. Because of that, Kevin, you said this.
I don't care about Christmas. I don't care about Easter. That was the SEC quarterback's dad, not me. And I knew at the time, it's tough balance when this needs to be read for the sake of the story.
What holiday do you like?
I mean, obviously, I love Christmas since I was pushing that agenda on FC Dallas.
Just heard the audio.
Mm.
Yeah, there is a time, Kevin, where you're like, do I read this text or is it going to come off? You just change the word up. Much like last night, whenever I was at my kids' pop concert and they were doing the Everybody song from Backstreet Boys, and there were a bunch of boys up there. And instead of going, am I sexual? They just put their hands in front of them and just nodded. They didn't say the word. They just left it at that. Smart decision.
Kind of wish they would have edited some other parts of the show. Though. You know what I'm saying?
That's a different story for a different time. I'll tell Alec that one later.
Yeah, I want to know now. But Corey made a very astute point.
I feel like there's a lot of money in drinks. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, that's the thing. I don't think you're wrong.
Go to any racetrack.
I don't think you're wrong.
You're going to see Prime, Gatorade, Powerade, coffee. You're going to see all sorts of drinks.
Well, plus they like get everyone in the door with like, oh, this drink that's 65,000 ounces is 99 cents. And still, they're making a crazy profit on that.
Oh, absolutely they are.
And you're right. There is money in drinks.
I didn't even hop into beer yet.
Huh.
Or wine.
Just dive in like head first.
I wouldn't do that with the wine though, because remember that grape stomping lady? She fell down.
And... Yeah, what a reference. That's great.
I love that audio.
Corey loves making points. This one was a lot more demonstrative though.
My hips don't lie. That's Shakira.
If that was not about our Shakira giveaway, then I have questions.
Well, hip surgery would probably be on the way, you know? Listen to your hips too.
Yeah, hey, if you get hip surgery, I don't think the way to try out your new hips should be mimicking Shakira dance moves. Mm-mm. It feels dangerous.
That's fair.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This also sounds kind of dangerous in a way.
Hey, I just stole a bunch of condoms. Now we can have sex. All right.
That was about my friend who told me that it was okay to steal condoms because the government wouldn't arrest you because you were trying to keep the population down.
Which is that's confusing for so many different reasons. Like,
I don't know.
I was a dumb 15-year-old.
I don't think the government has specifically condom-based laws that they enforce differently because you're trying to keep the population down. I believe in some places they're worried that the birth rate is too low, so that would actually be the opposite.
He ended up having a kid anyway.
Yeah, and the point was, I don't think that's a turn-on for a lady or anybody. I just, like, again...
His kid's awesome.
Yeah.
I just want to let y'all know that dude, his kid's great. I love him.
Ooh, question. This is a serious question.
Oh, no.
Have y'all considered a baseball 101 segment, maybe a weekly thing? I know very little about the sport, but the more I tolo, the more I want to know.
Whew.
That could be doable.
And you know what? Maybe we could do it with Mike Bassick's voice.
We found out we have a way to make that happen this
Bobby,
morning.
Bobby showed us today that we can pretty much get any host's voice now.
Yeah. Terrifies me. This also kind of terrifies me, the way you phrase this, Corey.
Like I said, your description really took me to the place.
All right.
Right up to the edge of it.
So that's a thing that, look, we all have our little ticks with the way we speak or whatever. That's one of them for Corey. That's why I told him to restart the story, because I could tell he was spiraling in the... In your head, this is how I envision it. Hold on. If it was Wednesday, then how come it says today and it came out on Friday? So why does it say tomorrow if it me? And like, I could see you kind of spiraling and I was like, all right, let's reset this.
It is the, there are times when I've dribbled down too far into the lane.
You're Josh Green.
I'm underneath the basket. I have no clue what to do with the ball. And so I just step out of bounds.
Yeah.
Like that's, I'm just like, and sometimes stepping out of bounds is the best decision because it creates stuff like that.
Yeah, didn't have a fast break the other way.
Exactly.
You can live, Dan Orlovsky. You guys get mad at me for not, you know, including myself in this. Fast. So, by request, I did include myself this week, one time only. Get your camera phones ready, because it's not happening again. Kevin, you asked me to grab this, so here you go. I have a great time with a brownie.
That's funny.
I have no explanation. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
It sounds oddly sexual,
on
though.
So many levels.
Explain.
Well, the thing I really wanted was the thing you said before you played the audio, where you said, Kevin, you told me to grab this.
Yeah.
I'm not grabbing that.
That's true.
Or that.
That dude, yeah, I don't want to turn this into a hostile work environment.
Oh, all right. This is taken. Well, actually, there's a great segue here. Kevin, you said this.
One of the things that pulled them out of D range. That was a grade about the Rangers, you jerk. Not the range. Okay. Well, like.
What is the range?
Yeah.
What is the D range?
Can you imagine?
Line of demarcation.
Can you imagine the society where how they're used to, like, in the grocery store, they're like, you need to be 6 feet apart. If you're like walking looking for some cereal, they'll be like, excuse me, sir, you might be in D range. I'm going to need you to move. Step away from the shredded frosted mini wheats. Step away. And they're like, they weren't frosted. Never mind. Well, next one.
Again, I feel like you gave me another
first time listener right now. And you're like, this is the show.
I would turn the show off.
I would turn
and I would never listen to it again.
Never not listen to it. I would be like, this is my favorite show.
Corey, sounds like you got maybe in D range.
Because you just poked me with a sharp pokey thing. The dentist or the hygienist. The hygienist is the one that's always like, oh, your gums, they're at a 3 or a 4. I don't know what that number is. That's a doctor number. Right?
I know what that means.
Okay, what?
So you want the number to be lower, because the higher the number is, the more they're concerned about potential like gum erosion. Yeah. Because there was this.
And gingivitis.
Yes. No, you have to say it right. Gingivitis. There was this. I'm sorry. This is why I would turn the show off.
No.
There was this chart at the dentist that showed what the numbers meant, and I became very enamored with said chart and needed to learn.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that was the thing. That was, sometimes they poke you, and it hurts, and you're like, oh. Would I have been bleeding had you not poked me is the question. No is the answer. I wouldn't have bled. But then again, because you poked me, now I know I need to do a little bit better job flossing.
Well, in that case, Corey, you said this.
You're the best I've ever had in my mouth.
Ah, crap. I knew that was going to...
Oh, Alec, I forgot to tell you the other story. I will tell you that what? Other story.
Y'all got a lot to fill me in on.
Oh, yeah, harassing that was a good one, high school actually. Kid. Yeah, that's a really good Whoa. Story.
All right.
I wish you would not say like that.
I'm crazy. High school athlete. No. My apologies.
No, doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Oh, that was not.
I got two more.
My apologies.
Okay. Don't ask me why I love this, but this is just hilarious to me.
Who is Ted Cruz?
We had him on the show. You're like, Mike at the Super Bowl, I kid you not, he didn't want any information sheets about anybody. He's like, I think we should just take all the guests, and when they sit down, just be like, all right, what's your deal?
Yeah. What are you thinking right now?
Well, what you drinking? What you thinking? It is a Friday. And last one, Kevin and Corey all said this.
It's like, hey, bring me the drugs.
Just one. I'll take one drug, please.
That's my vote. I really, that's.
You know, I brought this conversation up with Jess again last night, and she said, I'm really not sure if I want you advertising on the air that you wanted to try what drugs.
Please. A drug.
Okay. Yeah. Like one drug, please. All right. I was going to vote for Corey's dental mockumentary, Best in Mouth. But I think instead I'm going to shift to our combination of one drug, please.
And you know what? Make it a clean sweep. This is our winner.
It's like, hey, bring me the drugs.
Just one. I'll take one drug, please.
I've always loved that saying. I always do. I would like one alcohol.
If you made a dental mockumentary, would you call it You Can't Handle the Tooth?
It was such a good segment.
One more segment, Corey.
Was it? Coming up next. We will talk with the G-Bag Nation as they are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. We will talk with them next on The Fan.
On their feet here in Winnipeg as we've entered the final minute of Game 5. Cleared out by Perfetti. Has a chance at the open net. Nikola Ehlers scores! There will be a Game 6 in Dallas.
Yeah, well, guess what? Even if he hadn't scored that goal, there was going to be a Game 6 anyway. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is ya and where is ya today?
Buddy, we are live at Pickler Universe. We are doing wonderful. This is in Carrollton, right off a 35 and Bush, basically, if you're swinging through the area. A lot of people are familiar with this building. Used to be a city futsal building. I know they played a lot of volleyball and basketball over the years, but pickleball has taken over, and they've put down 12 amazing courts here. They're working on 12 other ones on the other side of this. They got three championship courts going in across the breezeway. So it's a pretty outstanding pickleball facility here. Hagee, how are you?
Who is the best Great. Pickleballer among you think?
Probably Dawson.
Who's got the most reps?
It's got to be Dawson.
I would go with Eric, but you played with Dutch once.
And he was out of wind in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah. Well, there was some soreness involved, the joints and stuff like that. But like,
I can't see him bending over to get the ball. I'm watching these people play. A lot of bending over. You can't do it. Your back's poor.
Yeah,
it's Dawson. Let's just go on.
Yeah,
on.
I mean, I could leave it all on the court and then just be, for the next 6 weeks, I'll just be toast.
Okay.
Yeah. But so I'm kind of like, but that's, there's a mental side to it. Like, have you played Dawson?
No.
See,
the reaction.
There's
you
a learning.
Really
there's a couple of little, you know, all of a sudden you're like, no, it's in the kitchen. It didn't bounce, or it did bounce, or where are we, or what's going on, or I don't know. There's a couple of, you just have a couple of brain fart moments where you're like, I don't even know if I'm supposed to hit the ball right now. And then everybody that's played with you is laughing at you because they've played a million times, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. So there's a mental aspect to this.
So that little area, the gray area, is called the kitchen?
I believe so, yes.
Oh. And you don't want to get in the kitchen.
Well, it's like,
it's too hot. Stay out.
There's something about the kitchen that is like weird, and I can't even totally remember. It can't bounce, or it can, or whatever.
It looked like you bounced there, so I think you can bounce it. Maybe you can't. I don't know, dude. These rules are weird.
A great sell right there, Woolchuck.
Hey, we got three open courts right to the left of our setup here, Kevin. Though.
We could be doing play-by-play of you and the pros playing pickleball.
You want to show up?
Love
you,
that.
You play. And we can play by play it. We'll learn how to play with you. I mean, this place is huge. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's new. It's glittering.
Look at this screen. I mean, you tell me, Bratis, I can't do what this guy's doing. I mean, look at this.
I mean, they got highlights of yourself playing right
now.
Yeah,
this is highlights. This is kind of like watching ESPN right now. I'm watching the same program over and over again.
Is this the not top 10 or is this the top 10?
This Asian lady is an incredible player. Yeah, she is getting a lot of them.
Bratis, did you get a chance to listen to Bobby's AI presentation of you?
I did not. Well, I mean, Bobby came in and played me the initial, like 2-3 seconds of it, but no, I did not get to hear that this morning.
Okay. It's wonderful. Is that something that y'all are interested in hearing? It's a little scary how, like, easy it was for him to put together.
It's very like me, and it's terrifying that Bobby once again has technology over all of us, you know.
That's a great point.
He's been workshopping Sean as he's up here with us right now. He's had Ruben voice over the Sean AI, and it sounds unbelievably uncanny to what Sean Sharif sounds like.
This is a problem. Yeah, we've now.
But it's bad. The power it's that hilarious. He's got. I don't know. It could be a G-Bag of the Day nominee, depending on if Lucius wants to use it. I know Eric's got it in his back pocket as well, possibly for 4 o'clock. But if you guys want to fire something off, like, do we have? I don't have an issue.
Tickle me with AI, I'll listen
to it 10 times today.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, how do the Stars expect fans to even get to the game with how confusing cars are these days? Do I put it in R to go L N? That's a lot of letters that you expect guys and gals to learn. Are you going to learn that if you're a casual hockey fan? If you're walking around Dallas, how do you even know a game is going on at the AAC? I mean, I can't see any ice from the outside. It looks more like Petra to me. Seriously. The first time I went down there, I was like, whoa, am I in Southern Jordan right now with this rock-cut architecture and these water conduit systems? I'll tell you what, I think Jake Ottinger is really hurting the Stars right now with their fan base. People are coming up to me and they're saying, Ryan, I love your podcast with Vach Lombardi. And then they say, you know, I went to the Stars game last night and I never saw an otter on the ice. My children were so upset. And it's like, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. Maybe we should stop with such confusing nicknames. I just think we need to be consistent here.
That is dead on right now.
All right.
You're not wrong about that.
Not at all. Those are all things I would say. Every bit of that I would say.
Felt like I was a Jordan architecture.
I love, What do you fine fellas got going up on the program
today? It's a damn good podcast, by the way, Aggie. You need to give it a listen.
I agree.
Yeah.
Pure gold as always, Heggie. Thanks for asking.
And where can people find you again?
We're at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, and love to have you swing on by, play some pickleball. We're going to have Mr. Jim's Pizza delivered, and Stella Artois has cold beer for you, 21 and over. Complimentary cold beer coming up. Yeah.
That great sounds show like too. A fun situation. All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go see them right now in Carrollton. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
See, there's a moose on the ice, Kevin.
There's a moose on the ice. Hope he scores a hat trick.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.